you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, there are still a lot of emergency vehicles on the scene, but compared to what 6th Avenue looked like about 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, it is considerably better. And again, a real miracle on this day. And friend, I apologize if this is a crummy day, crummy weather, crummy commute. If you were stuck in the backups going home today, if you're still stuck in them, I feel badly that all of that has happened. But I really want you to understand what a miracle it was this afternoon. And think about it from this standpoint. The FAA was not in charge of this flight. So, again, and there's questions as to why. But I believe that if my sources are right, it's because national policy for helicopters can be regionally delegated in this region. This flight may have been. It's a privately owned flight. Whether or not he had permission to be around Midtown is, another issue altogether. But it appears as though he performed a miracle, because this could have been so much worse. The amount of damage to buildings, the amount of damage to people, the amount of injuries and deaths that could have been caused if he had gone down into one of the concrete canyons instead of putting it on top of a building. And I feel badly for he and his family, but again, a real miracle in Midtown today. And if you're in New York City listening on AM 970 The Answer, there will be obviously much more coverage of this, specifically tomorrow morning with our award-winning morning show here in New York. Joe Piscopo, Frank Morano have all the news details for you as it persists. And if there are any traffic backups tomorrow, of course, Debbie Duhaime will have them for you. But I'm guessing that the rest of these emergency vehicles may, in fact, be gone by the time that rolls around. So we'll see. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying thank you. And it's really a good day. I mean, considering what could have happened. And sometimes it is helpful for me personally to take into account how bad it could be in order to understand how good it actually is. And for there not to even be one injury and not even one piece of debris that fell from the building today, it's a good day. Kevin McCullough, see you next time.